Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Southern District of New York has a new acting U.S. attorney, at least for now. Audrey Strauss, the current deputy U.S. attorney for the SDNY, will temporarily replace Jeffrey Berman in the role. The move is just the latest in a string of actions that appear to serve President Trump's interests over those of the DOJ. Berman was a Trump appointee, but his office had led several investigations into allies of the president, including an ongoing investigation involving Rudy Giuliani. On Friday night, Attorney General Bill Barr announced that Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, would be stepping down. Initially, Berman refused to go quietly and saying he would stay in his position until the Senate confirmed a replacement. But Barr then applied more pressure, writing Berman a second letter emphasizing that it was in fact the president who was firing him. Speaking with reporters on Saturday, the president disputed his involvement.
We have a very capable attorney general, so that's really up to him. I'm not involved.
Joining me now is Aruna Viswanatha, a reporter covering the Justice Department for The Wall Street Journal. Aruna, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Stuart Gerson, former acting attorney general of the United States for the first 4 months of the Clinton administration and assistant attorney general before that. Welcome to The Takeaway, Stuart.
Thanks.
So, Stuart, you spent decades working within the federal government, both for U.S. attorneys and within the Justice Department. What was your reaction to Berman's firing over the weekend?
Well, it was a great surprise, of course, because the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York has been vigorous in attacking questions of fraud and corruption over the years. No one has ever heard a complaint externally that Berman was asleep at the switch. Indeed, he was praised by the Attorney General, who claims even to have offered him another job at a higher level, which also raises questions. But the fact is that that office was well known. It brought the case against Michael Cohen. It is investigating Rudy Giuliani. It has charged two of his associates, and we know, at least on a hearsay basis, but a reliable hearsay basis, that that office has been and continues to investigate financial arrangements related to this administration that are of a questionable nature.
And of those financial arrangements, you're referring to President Trump's connection to Deutsche Bank or beyond?
Well, I'm certainly referring to the connection with Deutsche Bank. And in that that office also is working on referrals from the Mueller team and the Mueller investigation. It also could involve other matters, including Russia, the Ukraine, and the like of that. But what we can say for sure is that that office has had its eye on this administration, notwithstanding the fact that it's a part of this administration. That's part of the tradition of that U.S. Attorney's Office, of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, which prosecuted Nixon associates during the Nixon administration. These offices both are famed for their independence and for their energy, and it made it all the more surprising that Berman was removed.
Aruna, we saw, as we mentioned at the top, a little bit of chaos coming out of the Justice Department over the weekend with very public back and forth between Berman and Barr. I'm assuming that's not reflective of the traditional process for replacing a U.S. attorney.
Right, it's not. And even just to step back a little bit, the appointment of a new U.S. attorney when there's only 6 months in a presidential term is very unusual in and of itself, because you're then trying to ask the Senate to sort of burn time to confirm a new nominee who may only be on the job for a few months. And it's unlikely anyone really wants to go through that process to potentially only have it for a few months. So it's all a very unusual time to be doing this. And then to do it through a press release on a Friday night without having even clarified with that individual that, yes, you are going to be stepping down, and then sort of having the chaos of the next 18 hours play out is very unusual.
Stuart, to Aruna's point in terms of how this actually went down, if you will, is that an indication that the president could be really concerned about what Berman's findings were going to be before he leaves office?
It's hard to read a mind like that, especially a mind that's so disordered, But look at the circumstantial evidence. It comes on the heels by a day of the Bolton revelations dominating the front page. It follows the termination of five inspectors general, including the prospective inspector general who's going to oversee the CARES Act funding, some of which seems to have gone in excessive measure to people who were aligned with the president. There are a lot of issues of corruption here, and the, it was reported yesterday in a number of outlets that the president had been concerned about the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District, starting with the Cohen prosecution. So, I mean, that's the evidence that we have, and it suggests an interesting thing. I and others in my checks and balances group and the Lincoln Project have all been focusing on the affronts to the rule of law and authoritarianism. And it would seem that if indeed the president was involved in this, Berman's discharge wouldn't have been enforced without the president. So we take it at that, but it looks as if the president is at the helm with respect to these affronts to the rule of law. And then the attorney general, Bill Barr, is just acting as his button man. He's carrying it out.
I do want to sort of step back and look at Bill Barr's tenure so far. Can you give us some examples of other times that Barr has come under fire?
Sure. And I will also just add that our understanding is that the Attorney General and U.S. Attorney Berman had sort of clashed going back from the beginning of Barr's tenure as Attorney General. And he had tried to replace him a year ago. And then there were cases that came out that sort of made it politically untenable. And so this has been something that the Attorney General has been trying to do for a while. We don't think that it explicitly was precipitated by anything in a specific investigation right now that prompted it, just to add that. But he has come under fire from a lot of critics for various decisions that he's made that seem to be more in line with the president's interests rather than the Justice Department's interests.
Aruna, on Friday, Attorney General Barr said the president will be nominating Jay Clayton, who's the current chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, to ultimately replace Berman. Any idea why Clayton?
You know, the administration thinks pretty highly of Mr. Clayton. He expressed interest in this job at the U.S. Attorney in Manhattan, and they decided to give it to him. It's an unusual choice in the sense that most people picked for that job have previously been prosecutors, not only been prosecutors, but also prosecutors in that office, and he was neither.
And, you know, we mentioned, again, we have to remind our listeners that Berman was a Trump appointee. He was appointed by then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So I'm wondering, what are congressional Democrats saying about his ouster?
A lot of congressional Democrats have sort of criticized the move over the weekend. And you have even Lindsey Graham, the chair, Republican chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, whose committee would have to first vote on this nomination, coming out and saying he had not been consulted. He would defer to the Senate tradition of giving the home state senators essentially sort of veto power over who the nominee is. And you have both New York senators coming out and basically calling on Mr. Clayton to withdraw his nomination. And so it seems unlikely that he is going to actually end up getting confirmed, you know, this year. If Trump does get reelected, then perhaps he would have a better chance at that point.
Stuart, I'm wondering whether or not, you know, because we're sort of talking about the system here, does the system for appointing and dismissing U.S. attorneys, can it be reworked? Does it need reworking? Does this moment call for a reexamination of how this is done?
No, it really doesn't. The Vacancy Act works quite well, and you can see it working well in the sense that the administration has shot itself in the foot with regard to this.
And explain to our listeners and to me what the Vacancy Act is, because I'm not as well versed in that.
The Vacancy Act deals with exactly this kind of question. What happens when there is a vacancy of a constitutional officer, that is one who has been confirmed by the Senate? And here, where there is a vacancy created by the action of the administration, who is it that serves in the interim? It is generally another constitutional officer or the first assistant. And that's where the administration is not getting its own way. I mean, what it had wanted to do, move Berman out, replace him on an interim basis with the U.S. attorney from New Jersey, who has had no other connection with the Southern District of New York, and then proceed with the permanent replacement of Mr. Clayton. That's not what's happening. That's been untracked by a variety of things, including the disarray that we've been reading about and the protests from various quarters. And so what has ended up is if there was a question on Attorney General Barr's mind or the president's mind that the Southern District was acting too independently, now they get the first assistant United States attorney serving on an interim basis. And she is a professional. She's been involved in the affairs of that office for a long time. She's a tough prosecutor. She's taken on very worthy adversaries and defeated them in court. And there's very little question that she's not going to do a fine job and be at least as independent-minded as the person she succeeded.
Stuart Gerson is a former assistant attorney general who served under President George H.W. Bush. And Aruna Vishwanatha is a reporter covering the Justice Department for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.